3, 2, 1.
Got a blast!
Listen up, time to choose up sides for B-ball. Okay, I'd like all the short kids to get the heck out of the way while I pick all the tall kids. I'll take Stretch.
Long John.
Abnormally tall Bob.
Lengthy Lou.
Bottom of the barrel time.
Shine.
Yes, I am so not the last guy.
Carl, for comic relief.
Bless you, Butch.
Ugh, Neutron.
Cheer up, Jimmy. Hey, after the game, you want to come over and watch Wizard of Oz? I love those little munchkins. What? What'd I say? Man, you dinky guys are so touchy.
You guys have no idea what it's like to be the short guy. It's like...
You're not gonna sing, are you?
It's just that all this week it's been open season on short guys.
You should go to our teeny-weeny little tykes section. They have shorts with your favorite cartoon characters on them.
Okay, all the little shorties down front. That means you, Neutron.
Neutron shorty.
Don't let them laugh at you, Neutron. Stand up and face them like a man.
He is standing.
I'm open!
You're right, Jimmy. Tiny people are a drain on our society.
That wasn't my point at all. You weren't even listening.
Well, it's hard to hear you from all the way down there. Try shouting next time.
Don't let it get to you, Jim. I mean, think of all the famous short people. Napoleon, President John Adams, Frodo.
Forget it. I don't want to play basketball. Let's get out of here and go to Retroland.
Excellent idea. You can forget your troubles and we can go on that brand new ride.
The Vomitorium!
Do not go on this ride if you have a bad back, bad neck, or hate puking.
Sorry, Small Fry. You gotta be as tall as me to ride this.
Did you just call me Small Fry?
Yes, Small Fry. What are you gonna do about it?
The straw that breaks the camel's back.
What camel?
Oh, I gotta be as tall as you, right?
Gee, where's the camel?
Bathroom! Bathroom!
Happen every day, does it?
Hey, what's going on? I'm small.
I hope that camel doesn't step on us.
I hope that's ice cream.
What are we gonna do?
I know. We'll find a bunch of rats, learn to ride them, and put on a rat rodeo. We'll make millions.
No! I gotta get back to the lab and make a resizing ray fast. Everybody on Goddard.
What about me? Take me with you.
Sorry, you have to be this tall to ride my dog. Ray hit everyone in Retroville.
Hey, I'm the same size as my Ultra Lady action figure. I could date her! Got her! Go to my house! Go! Go!
You can't date her, she's Ultra Lord's fiancé!
They've been engaged for 12 years. He clearly has a problem with commitment.
Well, I don't approve.
Deal with it!
I really need to expand my circle of friends.
Hey, Jimmy, did your shrink ray affect birds, too?
No, just humans. Birds and animals remain normal-sized.
Oh. Then that cute, normal-sized bird is about to eat us! No!
Woohoo! This is a nightmare! How am I going to clean this house if I'm 6 inches tall?
I know, these are dark times, Sugar Booger. But look on the bright side! We finally got a jumbo-sized TV!
James Isaac Neutron, are you responsible for this?
You know, Mom, we could waste precious time assigning blame.
Jimmy!
Kinda.
Hugh, speak to your son.
Mom, Dad, don't worry. I'll have you normal-sized again before you know it.
Yeah, no hurry. Just take your time. Why don't you ask some of your non-geniusy friends to help you out?
Goddard, do an air-to-ground assessment of the situation and report back.
Jimmy, what do we do?
Try not to look like fire hydrants. Carl, remember when you took ventriloquist lessons?
Yeah.
Oh, I love ventriloquism. I got an idea. Maybe Carl can do a little show for us before we get eaten.
Finished?
Yeah.
Carl, can you throw your voice and sound like Cindy to distract the dog?
Neutron!
Great job.
It wasn't me.
Cindy! Call off your stupid dog!
Not until you make me normal, Neutron.
I'm a scientist, not a miracle worker.
Just do it, Albert Idiotstein.
I'd be glad to if there wasn't a giant dog in the way.
Humphrey, down!
Oh, wow, that was close.
Now listen, Neutron, you better...
Cynthia Vortex, come over here and help your mother clean up Humphrey's extremely large poopy poo-poo.
Ooh, just make us big, Neutron.
Great about this?
What?
Nothing! Hey, look, I'm a stupid mime!
Sheen, you know how I feel about mime bashing.
Hey, Jimmy, how long do you think we're gonna be small?
As long as it takes me to build another resizing ray. In the meantime, everyone in Retroville will just have to go on with their lives.
I wonder what that will be like.
Good morning, students. I'm going to pass out today's quiz!
Our big story tonight, local genius and pain in the butt Jimmy Neutron says his shrink ray will be completed tomorrow morning, and anxious Retroville waits to get big.
Whew, Thank goodness this will be over tomorrow.
Hey, pretty lady, how's about knocking off early and coming with me?
Oh, Hugh! Whee! So, where are we going?
The drive-in!
Don't let my size frighten you.
Help! Help! Let me go! I don't want to die! Help!
Voltron, the next time we rob the Venus National Bank, don't stop and wave at the security camera.
I can't help it. I'm just so good looking.
Go to Hyperthrust, fool!
I can't. Zix traded in our thrusters for a box of them plutonium swimsuit magazines.
Swimsuit magazines? What's with you, fool?
I happen to read them for the articles. Now hold on while we lose them in one of these star systems. T, what's the nearest M-class planet?
Earth!
Earth?
Yeah, fool, Earth!
Earth it is. Good. We'll hide out here. See if there's anything worth stealing, and then...
Hey, look at the cute little people, right? Let's go out and squish them!
Squish them yourself, fool! I'm going to make me a little people pie!
As usual, I have a better idea. All we've got to do is capture these little creatures, and then...
Hey, why are you whispering?
It's more dramatic.
Citizens of Retroville, prepare to return to your normal size.
It's about time.
Yeah, make us big. Yeah.
They're absolutely adorable. Prepare to suck them into the holding bins.
Sorry, Ultra Lady. Perhaps someday society will let people and action figures follow their hearts.
Initiating enlargement sequence. 1, 2...
May we crash this party?
This is mine!
This would look beautiful in my ma's den, I swear.
Attention, please. You're all our prisoners. To save time, I suggest you don't run around screaming and make us chase you. No one ever listens. Get him!
Hey, those are the aliens that tried to steal our asteroids and almost killed us.
I can use the ultra-alert mind control on them.
She know!
You don't need to look in this box! These aren't the kids you're looking for! Move along!
This talking lunchbox is creeping me out. I'm just gonna move along.
I don't believe it.
Got you, monkey boy! Feel the power of Ultra-Lord! 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 I probably should have done that.
Hey, I got him!
You were bigger the last time I saw you, but not much. How would you all like to take a nice, long, terrifying trip?
Depends. Will we get any souvenirs? Will we have to go to any boring museums? Will I have to sit next to Carl?
Let me out!
Help!
Let me out!
Young man, you are inhuman!
Hush your mouth, old woman! I pity humans!
Does your mother know you're doing this?
No, but when she gets out of prison, I'll tell her.
Well, we can all thank our favorite boy genius for getting us into mortal danger again.
At least we can say we had an exciting childhood.
Hey, look, it's the old McSpanky's burger joint that we used to work at till you shot it at the sun, Jimmy.
They've turned it into a spaceship.
It's okay. Our worries are over. We're rich.
That they dissect us like frogs.
Maybe they're going to make us into pets.
Or train us to ride rats in a rat rodeo and travel the galaxy for fame and fortune.
Not a bad idea, but too late. You're on your way to the third nebula, where you'll be sold to local alien children as toys.
Toys?
I am not a toy. I am a human being, and I'm not going to be sold to anybody.
I think you are.
Oh, sorry. We got so caught up in the piles of money you're going to make us that we forgot to ask your opinion.
Yeah, that was so thoughtless.
Why can I eat one? That one looks nice and juicy.
Please don't eat me. I'm not nice and juicy.
Well, I am nice.
But I'm not juicy!
Well, maybe I am. And with a little salt and pepper,
no eating the merchandise. Prepare to blast off.
I guess I could be a toy. How does this sound?
My name is Carl, and I want to play with you.
That's a 10 on the creepy scale.
Well, if we're gonna be toys, let's be the best darn toys ever!
Dad, you want some alien kid dressing you up and feeding you and bathing you and putting you to bed?
Yeah, I know. That's your mom's job.
Look, we're gonna be toys, so let's just sell our story and maybe get a TV movie out of it. Who's with me? Arg! I am, me bucko!
Listen to me! We are not going to be toys!
If there's one thing I hate, it's a toy with a bad attitude. Forget it, kid. You're never going back.
Goodbye, Earth. Goodbye, trees and grass and cartoons and donuts and...
Don't forget llamas.
Yeah!
3, 2, 1...
Wait a minute, we can't go! I think I left the sprinklers on.
Blast off!
The water bill's gonna be huge!
Well, boys, the loot is safely locked away and we're off to get paid.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna be rich. Now I can marry Bufunka and her old man can kiss my photon receptors.
And I can finally open up that dress shop.
We have to get out of here and take control of the ship.
That's impossible. We're a bunch of little squirts. What can we do?
You'd be surprised.
Me of something. The time you got your head caught in the trash compactor.
Which time? The first? Second? The third? No, the 19th time was fun, but that's the time I cried.
Since we're too minuscule for a physical assault, we'll use psychological warfare. Okay, by using found objects, I can cobble together high-frequency microphones.
Go on.
An ultrasonic sound transmitter.
Yes.
And a compact battery subsystem.
You lost me at okay.
We have to get them mad at each other. By attaching these mini transmitters to their heads, we can pretend to be their conscience.
Yeah! What's a conscience?
I know! It's a cute little cricket with a hat, and he sings and hangs out with puppets.
Okay, no.
Oh.
A conscience is the moral voice inside your head telling you right from wrong.
Never heard of it.
Just say things to get them mad at each other. I'll do Zix, you do Travoltron and T. Zix, this is your conscience. Why split the money with those two inferior boneheads? It was your idea. You had the brains.
So true, it hurts.
Hi, Mr. Alien Man. I am your conscience.
Hey, cool. Voices in my head.
Zix, he thinks you're a jerk. And you have stinky feet and you're ugly. And I bet he's not even gonna get you a birthday present.
No birthday present?
For the last time, Travoltron, I do not want a manly hug.
Oh, yeah? How about a knuckle sandwich, you no-present-giving Kazazich?
What? That's not even a word. Get back to the controls.
How about you make me?
You... No.
I don't think you can make me, can
I'm
you?
I'm captain of the ship.
You couldn't even...
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? Hello?
Mama?
No, this is your conscience.
My what?
Some kind of bug that crawled inside your head and does puppet shows and busts you when you do something bad.
You're a bug? In my head?
Enough with the questions. Go over and beat up those other guys. They think you're dumb.
What? Thanks for the tip, bug in my head.
Let go!
No, I think I'm in control now.
No, I...
Listen up, chumps. You think I'm dumb? I got 3 fingers that says otherwise.
Why, you...
Get ready!
Wait a minute! Stop!
My eye!
Can't you see that this senseless fighting is tearing us apart?
You're right. I hate it when we argue.
Got a deep love for you fellas. Brother love.
It's not working.
But I still think T is as dumb as a post.
Why, you get your face over here.
Now!
Ah!
Dad, close the pod!
Squirts.
Hey, these little squirts just kicked your alien butt.
Beaten by 6-inch earthlings.
I knew we should have hit him.
Set course for Earth! Fire rocket blasters! Libby, a little traveling music. We're going home. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we've all learned something in the past few days. Size is not important. It doesn't matter if you're big or if you're small. So be happy with who you are.
For saving the citizens of Retroville from a life as toys, we award the Retroville Trophy of Honor to James Isaac Neutron.
May I just remind everybody this was all Neutron's fault?
Oh, the loud girl has a point. Chainsaw! For reminding us that this was all Jimmy's fault, we present half of the Retroville Trophy of Honor to Cindy Vortex.
I now pronounce you Ultra Lord Husband and Ultra Lady Wife. Kiss the bride! Honeymoon, and triplets. Congratulations, and may I say, what beautiful baby.
This baby gonna hurt you, fool. Hurt your man.
This is totally embarrassing.
I am not a baby. I'm a ruthless intergalactic mastermind.
I think someone needs a nap.
Paul!
Got a blast!